very impressed when we went into the Manx the other day for the first time and got into the closet, the place we have clothes, not the other sorts of closets, and there's a whole lot of things on the wall from the predecessors there for their kids, their heights. Do you do that in your houses? You put your heights on the wall? Well, there's a whole series of these things up on the wall. And the annoying thing is that the youngest fella in the house is now taller than I am, and he's only 14 apparently, so I've had a stunted growth. But I want to talk about growth just for a moment this morning. And I'm very knowledgeable in gardening, as my wife will tell you. What's that? They don't know, do they? No, the farmers, and they don't know what they're... Well, you see, it's a potato, and of course, I'm very good at making growing potatoes. The first potatoes that we planted when we came back to New Zealand from Asia, we're living on the North Shore at that stage, and I got less back than I put in. So we put the rest of that garden down in lawn. But of course, potatoes are something that grow, and most of the time they grow, they're planted, they're cultivated, you give them some manure, and they grow to maturity after how many months? 3, 4 months? You plant now, you get them for Christmas, will you?
The next spring, guys.
Oh, do you have spuds here?
Yes.
Keep it well with that. Well, when we lived in Indonesia, we didn't grow spuds, but we grew these sort of things. Pineapples. We paid too much for this one. Pineapples. We had a gardener in Indonesia. I didn't do any gardening there. And do you know how long these things take to grow? From a little shoot right through to a full-grown pineapple, they take 18 months. And we had a whole section of these things that our gardener looked after, and looked after them very well. And they grew and they grew, and they do grow to the stage after 18 months where they mature. And do you know how you tell whether they're mature or not? You can flick them like that, and the sound of them, I don't know which one it is, but the sound of them actually makes them edible. Now, our gardener was very good, and he kept saying to us, no, they're not quite ready yet, they're not quite ready yet. And then we said to him one day, I think they're ready now, and he said, no, just one more day. Well, somebody else had been watching these pineapples growing as well. We went out the next day to pick them, or chop them, and there were none left because somebody else had been watching them. Now, they were dirt cheap anyway down in the market, so it didn't worry us too much. It was just a case of having something growing in our backyard and watching it grow, and that was quite exciting, and it's the same with us. We start off as little babies, don't we? Do we agree with that? I hope so. And then we're nurtured right through our baby stages. Some of us never get beyond it, but most of us get beyond the nurture stage, and we go to kindy. I was never allowed to go to kindy. First time I went there, somebody belted me, so my mother wouldn't let me go. And then we get to school and beyond and so forth. And it's interesting when we look at the growth in our lives. Just like a pineapple, we do grow. And the Bible says that train a child in the way he should go or she should go. And generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, they don't depart from it. They grow. Psalm 119 says, how can a young man or a young woman keep his ways pure? By living according to your word that is hidden in my heart. And one of the keys for us as adults, and we're all young people obviously here today, we do that so that we won't sin against the Lord. And we know the Lord Jesus himself, we're told, started off as a young man, And he grew in love and stature with God and with each other. And all our parents, our teachers, our friends have a part to play in helping us to grow in the ways that the Lord would want us to grow. And it's my prayer that we will all, young and old, continue to grow in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we? Did the young people go out this morning? You know? All right, let's pray for them before they go out. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have planted us, in a sense, in this place. And that as our lives continue to grow, that we might indeed love you more and more. That we might trust you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for parents, for teachers, for friends who help us to grow. We thank you for those in our lives that help us to understand what it is that you're saying and teaching us day by day. So be with the young folk this morning, we pray, as they go out to their group now. In Jesus' name, amen.